Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Our world is so busy. We run from one activity to the next, don't get home until late, hit the pillow like a ton of bricks, and then dream of the day we can actually sleep in. But for some, it's just the opposite. They sleep in regularly and seem to have little, if any, motivation to work or be productive at all. We have a name for this: laziness. And it's usually developed early in a person's life when they are young. There is a great danger in allowing laziness to overtake your child. It will have a drastic, negative effect on their life, resulting in low self-esteem and oftentimes great financial difficulties. In the beginning, it seems harmless, but it slowly progresses into a way of life. Benjamin Franklin once said, "Laziness travels so slowly that poverty soon overtakes him." Once a child develops the habit of laziness, it is incredibly difficult to break it. The Bible has a lot to say about laziness. Listen to the words of King Solomon. He said, "Laziness casts into a deep sleep, and an idle man will suffer hunger. The sluggard buries his hand in the dish, but will not even bring it back to his mouth." And the Apostle Paul puts it very plainly in 2 Thessalonians 3:10 by saying, "If a man doesn't work, neither should he eat." If you notice lazy tendencies in your child, it is your responsibility to do something about it. But be forewarned, your efforts will not go unchallenged. Laziness is a state of mind, and it causes its victims to resist change. So be prepared to stick to your plan, even when it doesn't seem like there's any progress. Children need structure in their lives. They need the responsibility of daily tasks and your oversight to maintain their accountability. If you wait for them to get out into the real world to learn this, you will have waited too late. A great part of your children's future will be their vocations. We want them to be successful, and as parents, we play a large role in determining just how successful they will be. You never know. They may become millionaires and take good care of you. Then, sleeping in every now and then will be more than just a dream. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.